Rothschild here. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Angela Lang of Block and I are your guest hosts for this last half hour of the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, which you can get online at civicmedia.us. It was fun for me to have Scott McCallum on the show. I used to play basketball with him for 25 years at noontime, even when he was governor. I think his staff didn't like it. He was taking a break all the time at noon, didn't do lunches, wanted to exercise, and he was a great basketball player, much better than I was. But, you know, he always had kind of a moderate sensibility. He wasn't one of these, you know, flamethrowers, let's destroy everything. I'm impressed that he's joined this organization that wants to defend a democracy, Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. The website for that is wisact.org. So that was kind of fun.
I hope it's an opportunity for other folks can see that, like, this issue can be bipartisan. And as he said, just, like, listen to each other, right? And, like, yes, there's a lot of folks that have strong feelings, but I also think, you know, they're leading by example by bringing folks from both sides of the aisle, and hopefully that gets people thinking too.
Yeah, it's quite an impressive list of people who are on their board and their advisors and all that. Mm-hmm. So wisact.org is a good place to go. And now I've got another friend who's joining us by phone. His name is Steve Bauer. He's the vice chair of the Jefferson County Dems. He's one of the most, let's put it this way, he's a practitioner of deep canvassing. And the Jefferson County Dems, one of the most active county branches in the entire state, doing a lot at the grassroots, day in and day out with their clipboards going door to door. It's quite an amazing enterprise they've got going out in Jefferson County. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I'm glad to be here.
You and I were talking offline just personally a couple days ago, and I wanted to hold off on part of the conversation so we could get it fresh here.
Sure.
First off, I'm here with Angela Lang, also a great organizer in Wisconsin here. And hey, I just wanted to know how you make sense of what happened on November 5th, Steve.
Well, you know, it bamboozles me, to be perfectly honest with you. But that said, early on in the deep canvassing, and we started in May and we were at it for 6 months, there were a lot of people that were telling me at the doors, it's about the economy. It is about making ends meet and gas prices and the prices of eggs and all this other stuff. I mean, people would talk about that. And it was no mystery to anybody that was out there at the doors. People were hurting. And I think, honestly, I don't think the Democrats really listened to that the way they should have.
Yeah, I think you're getting at something really important. I think Kamala Harris was in a tough position. She didn't want to divorce herself from Joe Biden's economic policies. That clip of her praising Bidenomics was a killer, because even though at the macro level, Biden and Harris had done a great job in making sure we weren't crashing like other economies were around the world, but for people whose rent was going up, people whose car insurance was going up, people whose grocery bills are going up, it just was slim solace. So I get that you were hearing that at the door. I've used the expression, you just used it, deep canvassing. I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't know what deep canvassing is. Can you give us a definition, Steve?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, deep canvassing is a specialized form of voter engagement that focuses on establishing rapport with voters, prioritizing active listening, and creating a safe space for more meaningful conversation. And it's the only scientifically proven method to influence constituents by using empathetic understanding to bridge gaps in the politically charged atmosphere in which we find ourselves. And I can, you know, certainly go into a lot more detail if you would like.
Well, I want to hear from Angela, because you do deep canvassing too, Angela, don't you?
Yeah. So I was going to say, Steve, you're speaking my language as an organizer. You said all the things, right? Building relationships, listening, And I'm curious too, because I personally see the value in deep canvassing and doing that active listening and taking that empathetic type of approach in conversations, but not everybody does, because I think we're in this, you know, very constant, urgent cycle of we have to hit as many doors as possible to hit as many people as possible. So thus, you know, people, I think, prioritize quantity over quality sometimes. So I'm curious of how you all made the decision to kind of take it a step further, slow it down a little bit, but also do the deep canvassing, because I think you really made the case for why it's valuable, but not everyone does it because, like I said, there's limited time, limited resources. So I'm curious of why you all chose to do that, and maybe what are some of the results that you've seen over traditional canvassing?
You bet. Yeah. Well, it was a slow process, but we got our first introduction through Dave Flesher, who was an organizer in Los Angeles, and my wife and I, Leslie, went into Milwaukee, and he started this whole process. And then in Los Angeles, about like 15 years ago, and we went out and we started our deep canvassing in Milwaukee at that point in time. But you know, the process has been slow, and it was something that we really built on over the years. And the reason we rolled it out here in Jefferson County is because it makes a lot of sense. Dave Flesher talked about 10%. This makes a difference of 10% in the voting that people are likely to do. And there's nothing else that even comes close to that. You know, phone banking or sending postcards or just the regular canvassing, which often starts a conversation with just a simple candidate or issue identification question, or deep canvassing conversations often revolve around an open-ended question that lead to more complex and nuanced conversations. And Angela, you said, you know, we oftentimes get out there and it's let's get as many doors knocked as we possibly can, but we're not really talking to the people and we don't really engage with them. And one more thing that I would like to say is that when Dave Flesher did this, he said that a deep canvas conversation, when you really probe somebody and then they tell you their story, it sticks with them for 9 months, as opposed to TV commercials or radio spots or, you know, how many postcards did we get this year? Most of that just goes in the garbage, or a TV commercial may last for 3 days. So a conversation that we have at the doors is really meaningful for voters long term.
And to follow up on Angela's question, have you seen positive results from it, Steve?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did some analysis in Jefferson County of the wards that we knocked on. And let's see, there were 10 wards in the different cities, Johnson Creek and Fort Atkinson and Lake Mills, Waterloo and Watertown. And there were 5 of those wards showed a 1-point increase comparing Biden to Harris. One of them was even, and then 4 of them showed a 1-point decrease from Harris to Biden. And so, you know, as far as seeing some positive results, it seems like it, but there's a lot more analysis that's going to get done by some UW professors. And, you know, we're going to be taking a look at that, those results in a little while. But you compare that to the national average. Voters moved away from Biden by about 7 points around the country. And if you look at the battleground states, that difference was about 4.5 points. In Wisconsin, it was 1.5 points. And I'm seeing in Jefferson County, it might have been a toss-up. But we don't know specifically yet.
And you do this deep canvassing over and over again. You just don't see the person one time and forget about the person, correct? And you don't do it just in the 2 weeks or 2 months before an election. Isn't that right, Steve Bauer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We started the whole deep canvassing in May this year. So we were out on the streets for 6 months, and we deep canvassed all of the communities in Jefferson County. We had hundreds of volunteers, literally hundreds of people going out knocking on doors. There was a group of individuals from Indivisible Chicago that came up in July and August and September and October, and we would always pair volunteers with Jefferson County with those people, and we'd go out and knock on doors. And then, on August 25th, there were a group of people from California that flew in. They were associated with the Buddhist election retreat, and they were out with us on the 26th and the 27th. Six of them went to Milwaukee. Six of them stayed here in Jefferson County, and we canvassed right through the election. And all in all, from May until, November, we had 72 canvases, and we knocked on over 10,000 doors. And assuming that's a conservative number of four canvassers per event, during these special events when we'd go out, there were 25 to 30 doors per canvas. And given the 72 canvassers and maybe 72 canvases and 4 to 6 canvassers, we had 1,100 conversations, and then we add the 300 with the Chicago people and the 200 with the Buddhists. We had over 1,600 conversations. Matt, going back to your original question. Go ahead,
that's a lot of context, Steve. Let me just jump in and ask this. I'm sure there are listeners here who are saying, I don't want to go knock on people's doors, especially in this hyper-partisan climate we're in. There's this person's going to shoot me or something. I mean, how do you get over that initial fear that people might have?
That question, we always sent people out in pairs, unless, of course, you were real seasoned and you said, look, I'm just going to go out by myself. And I would do that a lot. And there are other people that would go out by themselves. But it was always during the daytime. And the doors that we knocked were chosen by the DPW. And they were people that sometimes don't vote, leaning Dems. Occasionally we'd have conversations with Republicans. But most of the time, almost every single conversation we had with a Republican was congenial, was thank you very much for your time, and we walked away. And we'd always thank them for the time. But there was only one time that I personally was threatened, and I think I was the only one in the whole group.
What happened then?
Well, I was in Watertown, and I'm standing next to a house where... And it was on 8th Street in Watertown. I mean, it's a typical street. And I'm standing next to my car waiting for my partner to come back. And this woman slides her kitchen door open, her kitchen window open, and she says, who are you? And I told her, my name is Steve. I'm a volunteer with the Democratic Party of Jefferson County. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, we're knocking on doors and we're having conversations with people. And her response was, this is a dangerous neighborhood. And I'm looking around, and it's no different than any other neighborhood in Fort Atkinson or Jefferson or Lake Mills. And I said, well, no, I'm not entirely sure of that. And then she asked, are you carrying? And I said, and I laughed, and I said, no, I'm not carrying. And then she said, we have the right to carry firearms. And I said, yeah, I understand that. I own a 22 and a shotgun that I bought as a teenager, but I didn't tell her that. And then she said, well, I don't care what you do, just don't leave any of your effing stuff on my door.
That's Steve Bauer. Steve, we've got to cut you off right now, but hang on, we'll be right back after the break. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show.